You're wondering what you're going to do with La Familia for the holidays. Now, a lot of people have young kids, nieces, nephews, grandkids, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the Lubbock Parks and Recreation Department, yet again, provides an opportunity for children to be engaged in worthwhile activities instead of sitting in front of a Chinese piece of trash playing video games. Okay.
Chinese piece of trash.
Yeah, mass-produced Chinese trash, you know, the big screen TV. Now, I say this affectionately. Now, don't get me wrong. Okay. Some of that crap comes from Korea too. You know I'm half Korean, right?
So right.
I'm not trying to be racist here. I'm just trying to make a point. Okay, if you don't want your kid to be a couch potato, we have an alternative for them. Okay? If you're tied up.
What Tom is trying to say.
Let's just let Nancy say it. For crying out loud, I stepped in it more than once here. Nancy Neal, Lubbock Parks and Rec, save me.
We have holiday camps.
Oh, hang on. You're not on yet.
Okay, you have what?
We have holiday camps.
There you go.
For your kids ages 6 to 12. Both next week and the week after. Next week, we're going to be there on the 23rd and then the 26th and 27th. And then the following week, we'll be there the 30th, 31st, and the 2nd and 3rd. So we have great activities for the kids. You know that we always strive to provide just really fun, educational. I think the operative word is still fun. I think about the camps that our staff put on, and they really try to make things just, the kids have a great time, so it's memorable, and they want to come back.
Well, yeah. you know what's interesting to me is Nancy sitting there saying, I think they still call the operative word fun. Okay, a lot of people, if you don't have a mouse or a keyboard or some kind of something in your hand that you're ticking with your thumbs, a lot of people these days don't think, how could that be fun? What are you doing over there?
They do games with each other. They do crafts. They sing songs. They get up and dance to the music as an exercise, but we don't tell them that.
Yeah.
You know, to get them moving and doing things. They, have party days on Fridays. They get to go outside and play. Okay. The kids love to go outside and just have free play.
Now, where are these camps going to be held at?
What a novel idea. Yeah. Going outside and playing.
Going outside and playing in our parks. We have camps at Maxey Community Center, Hodges Community Center, the Maggie Trejo Super Center, Simmons Community Center, and Rawlings Community Center.
So you have
plenty
of room for all these kids.
We sure do. Now, we don't take as many as we do during the summer, but certainly we have room for all of them. Our camps at Maxey and Hodges are for next week it's 48 per child, and for the week after it's 64. And then at our three satellite sites at Simmons, Rawlings, and Trejo, it's 21 for next week, and then 28 per child for the week after.
Wow! That's
so we've
very
got
incredible.
Something for all mm-hmm. levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. I mean, my choice. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most interesting place to do that would be over at Hodges. Because I'm sure you guys take them out and they get to, like, stroll around the arboretum and all that, right?
They do.
Yeah,
they take
them
out.
That's more room to run kind of a thing.
That is more room to run, and it's just such a beautiful space, as you guys know.
Yeah. What are the hours of the camps?
For our camps at Maxey and Hodges, it's 7:30 to 5:30, and at our three other sites, it's 7:45 to 5:30.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
So it works very well for people who have full-time jobs.
Yeah, it sure does.
For their kids to do.
You know, we try to be affordable, but we also try to be that value where the kids are really going to have a great time.
Yeah. And what are the ages again?
6 to 12.
6 to 12. Okay.
Okay, now, did you have a phone number where they can call and sign their kid up?
They would need to call each community center, but they can call me and I can direct them to it. My number is 775-2685.
Okay. Or you can, like, look Hodges up online, Google Hodges Community Center, and it'll pop right up. Or,
that's right.
You know, a Trejo or whatever.
You also have a senior event coming up, don't you, at the Senior Center?
We do. On the 31st, we have our annual New Year's Eve gala. That's always a great evening, and they end it with black eyed peas and cornbread at midnight. So, They've got a live band. Party favors, it's a great time.
Yeah. And do you have to pre-register or anything for that, or do you just show up?
You can buy tickets in advance, or you can just show up.
Okay. And the tickets are how much?
I think it's It's either $8 or $10 a ticket.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm kind of curious. What band? Do you know what band's playing over there on New Year's Eve?
We would.
It's a country.
That.
It has. It's
not going to be like Cardiac Mac and EKGs.
No, it's a band that plays a lot of country and swing and that type of thing.
Yeah. Oh,
fun.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
What's the attire? Is it just kind of casual or?
You can come casual, but a lot of folks, because it is New Year's, will dress up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
And they'll have snacks over there. It's smoke-free and alcohol-free.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm not a drinker anyway. Okay, now you were talking about Poncho Claws. What's the deal?
That is coming up this Sunday from 2 to 5 at the Maggie Trejo Supercenter. And the American GI Forum has been doing this for over 35 years. I'm thinking we are almost to 40 years. This was their concept that they came up with. And so it's something that is truly a Lubbock original. And our supervisor, Sissy, at Trejo was telling me just yesterday that the Houston Chronicle called her last week because they want to feature a story on it. And they ended up, they're not going to actually come to our event because they're going to actually have a story in Monday's paper. So we should all be looking online at the Houston Chronicle to find out about Poncho Claws because they're going to come to one of the other events that's being held this week.
That's great.
I think that's cool.
Yeah,
very
it
cool.
Is.
What happens at the Poncho Claws event? I mean, is it like pictures, just kind of like picture with Santa kind of a thing?
Actually, we have a couple of different groups that help with it. We have some drawings for, I think, a bike. But we also have the Solitos Car Club collects toys for it. So they get a bag of fruit from Poncho Claws, which is the tradition for him. And then they also get a toy. And then the Lubbock Hispanic Police Association also helps out with some of those things.
Nice.
And we get folks to donate snacks. So there's little cookies and snacks for them to have. And so they get to tell Poncho their wishes, and then we parents can take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of a fun afternoon. It usually has a great turnout. They normally come in about 30 minutes early. They'll have sometimes come in a classic car with weather permitting in a convertible, and he sits on there and drives up through the streets.
Oh, nice.
To get to the center. So just a really neat affair. The kids love it, and it's just a great Lubbock tradition.
Okay, now, big deal this time of year is for you guys is the Santaland thing. Now, that runs through, is it the 23rd?
That's right. So Monday is our last night, so we're open all weekend this weekend. Certainly, we're going to be out there tonight, tomorrow night when the weather's great. But we'll be out there even when it's cold. We've got the bonfires going, so we encourage folks to come out. This is a favorite of a lot of Lubbock folks.
Oh, yeah.
And we hear from them this time of year, some great stories. They'll tell us on Facebook. We have our Elf on the Shelf contest, and sometimes when they send in their picture to enter, they tell us, you know, how long they've been coming or how much it means to them and their family, and it's just really gratifying to hear that feedback from the public.
How many years has it been going on?
57.
Wow.
And still free.
It's still free.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. And you were
fun.
Saying, yeah, what's
and
the...
expanded.
It expanded, definitely.
What did you say you were telling us? We talked to you opening day about that. What's the big attraction this year? Oh, it's the Minion thing, right?
Oh, the Minions.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Duck Dynasty, which, oh my gosh, the four characters that they have out there. It is awesome. But, you know, the main character out there is Santa and
sure.
Mrs. Claus.
Of course.
And they come in every night at 6 on their sleigh. So if you want to bring your kiddos out to have just a treat to get to see him come in that way, that is a great way to enjoy Santa Land.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, Nancy Neal, thanks for joining us and
Thank you. You're a busy lady.
About the holiday activities. Hey, give me your phone number one more time if people like to contact you.
It's 775-2685.
All right. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.